This is a Tadad podcast.
Bonjour et bienvenue.
Hello and welcome to the Tadad podcast. My name is Annette Schmitz from the Tadad Secretariat. Tadad is a tool developed by international capacity development partners with technical input from a wide range of experts to help make tax administrations around the world become more efficient by using internationally accepted good practices. The Tadad Steering Committee, SC, oversees the Tadad program and is comprised of contributing partners that include France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank. These Tadad partners elect a chair amongst themselves on a rotational basis every year. Switzerland has chaired the SC since June 2020. And as its chairmanship comes to a close, we sit down to have a chat with the chairperson, Mr. Carlos Orjales. The discussion will revolve around Switzerland's long-standing support of the Tadad framework and the road ahead. We will also speak with colleagues from Burkina Faso and Peru. They will share with us their experiences collaborating with Switzerland and leveraging the Tadad framework in their domestic revenue mobilization efforts. And finally, with our last guest from the private sector, we will speak about how the good practices espoused by the Tadad framework has informed them in developing support tools for tax administrations. Joining me today is Mr. Carlos Orjales. Mr. Orjales is a macroeconomist working for the Swiss government's State Secretariat for Economic Affairs, also known as SECO. This year, he is serving as the chairman of the Tadad Steering Committee. Welcome to the Tadad Podcast, Carlos.
Merci beaucoup, Annette.
Thank you very much, Annette. Thanks for inviting me. In fact, as pointed out, I was able to assume the chair of the Tadad Steering Committee this year. But I should state that Tadad and I have had a long history of commitment together. For my part, I've been involved in its development from the beginning. So I'm using this year of my chairmanship to offer you a brief personal account of this tool, how we saw it, and a little bit on its origin.
Carlos, could you explain a bit about SECO's macroeconomic support division and elaborate on the scope of your work?
Of course, Annette. As you previously mentioned, I work for the State Secretariat of the Economy, which, in short, is merely the Ministry of the Economy itself. As such, we have a fairly significant division of international economic cooperation at the Ministry. So we're sort of like a little brother to the Swiss Development Agency. We mainly focus on countries that are generally a little more advanced, middle-income countries or emerging countries that we have frequent significant economic relationships with. The division for the work is a macroeconomic support division. What does this mean? This means that we help our partner countries implement their monetary and fiscal policies. Our customers are therefore mainly central banks, finance ministries, and tax administrations. We work with these organizations. We offer them technical assistance, either bilaterally or through international organizations, primarily the International Monetary Fund. So essentially, my job is to facilitate the technical assistance and to support our partner countries in reinforcing their public finances. For Switzerland, this monetary policy, this tax policy, is obviously what's really at the core of our operation. We're confident that the first step countries need to take is to achieve full control over their monetary policy and tax policy, because without this, there'll always be a dependency and continuous difficulties. So instead of intervening in a whole range of sectors that may be critical, we believe that we should already have this stable macroeconomic management. And as we will see right away, Tadad plays a very important role.
Merci.
You've been involved in the Tarat project from the start and have taken part in the preliminary discussions that led to developing this methodology. Can you tell us a bit about that time? Where did the idea of creating Tarat come from? And what were the primary drivers?
I can recall a meeting back in 2009 in Berlin, a year after we were hit by that devastating crisis, where we sat down with a group of like-minded financiers with similar views on the importance of maintaining that macroeconomic stability. We sat down and said, first, we should allocate more funds for technical assistance for these key institutions, the finance ministries, the central banks, the tax administrations. As a first step, we decided to create thematic funds at the level of the monetary fund so that this institution can provide more technical assistance to these partner countries, not just this monitoring feature, but have broader technical support. And as a second step, we said, there you have it. It's great that we're boosting the resources that we allocate to these technical assistance programs, but we're lacking a methodology to objectively evaluate whether there's any progress. In other words, if these programs that we've financed have produced results, if these results can be measured and reported publicly. Because the big issue related to taxation is that we were accustomed to having indicators for tax statistics in aggregates. But in the end, all this data is essentially dependent on the economic situation. So we ended up with a situation where we could reward a country that had not really made an effort to improve the way its tax administration has been running, but which had benefited from a favorable economic situation. We have seen a number of countries that have undergone very significant and valuable reforms, but that have been affected by negative economic circumstances. We've seen tax rates decline, tax revenues decrease, and this can leave a bad impression to a cooperation agency. What we really wanted was a methodology that could measure the quality of how a tax administration operated, a methodology that would address all aspects of a tax administration, and that could provide us with an indicator that was measurable, that was objective, and that would allow us to see if there had really been any progress. At that time, together with other donor countries, we not only firmly supported the creation of this TADAT Secretariat, but also the creation of the PEFA Secretariat, which is basically TADAT's counterpart for public spending.
For a cooperation agency like SECO, what is the value of having a methodology for evaluating tax administrations like TADAT?
Well, as we'll see shortly, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Cabor and Ms. Rodriguez, who are going to share some of their experiences in the countries where SECO operates, like in Burkina Faso, for example, is supporting a major modernization project by the General Directorate of Taxes, or in Peru, where we also operate a lighter assistance program, but at the SUNAT level. The tool is absolutely critical for us, meaning, first of all, when we submit a financing proposal, for example, of donations, we need to convince our parliament and need to convince the taxpayers themselves that, in short, the money is well invested and that it's yielding results. That is why TADAT is absolutely essential in our work, being held accountable for using our money, showing our taxpayers that the sacrifices they are making not only pay off, but demonstrate that, in the long run, they ultimately make the tax administration financially sustainable, and that this assistance will not be unending aid, but at some point, our taxpayers will no longer have to sacrifice to provide it. The first point is to convince our parliaments and our taxpayers. Secondly, let me be clear, from a political point of view, it is extremely complex to implement an ambitious tax reform with a medium-term horizon. Tax administrations are often heavily hard-pressed by the government to raise revenues for the year with extremely short-term measures, and TADAT's strength is that it allows for somewhat of a longer-term outlook, and that they can see the primary weaknesses of the tax administration that may not immediately need to pay off. I'm talking about the appeals process and the taxpayer services process. These are investments that do not bear fruit right away, but they can be much more important in the long run than those minor short-term measures geared towards further taxing registered businesses rather than actually addressing the real issues that may take a bit longer. Consequently, it's really an instrument that allows a long-term dynamic to be created for a sound reform of a tax administration.
How would you evaluate the work done by the Tadat Secretariat over the last 10 years?
The work is immense, and I'd like to acknowledge the tremendous work done by its leader, Justin Zek, whom I've also had the opportunity to meet during the Tadat field assessments. He's done a great deal, and of course, the Secretariat and the entire Tadat team have also accomplished so much. In 10 years, we've not only developed a methodology that, at the onset, not everyone was certain could be implemented, in other words, that didn't use numbers, but something that was objective, that was based on evidence, etc. That's why there was so much skepticism. We have developed this methodology and have even perfected it. We've also adapted it to sub-national governments. We've added dimensions that were missing at the start, such as domestic excise taxes. So we've got a pretty solid methodology. We have a steering committee, of course, but we also have a technical committee that ensures the quality of this methodology. And perhaps the most important thing over the last 10 years is that we've created a true sect of tax administration experts who have the same model and have the same understandings of what the best practices are for all the duties that the tax administration needs to perform. And these people now, these people certified as Tadat evaluators, there are thousands of them and they are spread all over the world. And I believe that this contribution made through Tadat and through all these people trained through Tadat is truly a tremendous help in achieving the Millennium Goals and the new Sustainable Development Goals.
What do you see for the future of Tadat? Ideally, where do you see us in 10 years?
Well, that's a good question. A lot's been done, but I think there's still a long way to go. And I'd only say three things that seem absolutely essential to me. The first deals with what we call medium-term reform strategies. This is a tool that we're also trying to build up with the Monetary Fund, namely a whole methodology to implement these reforms with a medium-term vision. My vision is to see Tadat get integrated into these medium-term reform strategies, because I believe that our evaluations are now rather strong. Now we have to be strong on reforms. The other thing I'd like to see over the next 10 years is that more of the so-called developed OECD countries start using the Tadat methodology. Right now, we know that our Nordic friends have used this methodology. This methodology is suited for any type of country. It's not just a methodology for certain developing countries. So my greatest hope is that Tadat really becomes an assessment tool for all tax administrations, including the OECD. And finally, if I could express a third ambition, it would perhaps be to avoid duplicating different diagnoses at the level of the individual organizations. Instead of having one diagnosis per organization, and even per donor, for everyone to join forces to make Tadat the true standard, the only standard for evaluating the performance of tax administrations.
Merci. Thanks a lot, Carlos. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Merci.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and now we invite you to join us for part two of this podcast episode. We will speak with Mr. Hamadou Kabore about Burkina Faso's experience with the Tadat methodology.
The Tadat podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the Tadat podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tadat.org. Tadat is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.
The Tadat Podcast would like to thank Philip Nedvesnik for his cover of Schweizer Gruß. To hear the full track, please visit accordionmaniac.com. Till next time.